This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump holding a telephone conversation discussing Trump's upcoming visit to China as well as the situation on the Korean Peninsula. As part of the telephone conversation, Xi Jinping says he's happy to maintain communications with Trump on a regular basis over topics of mutual concern. He says Beijing attaches great importance to Trump's upcoming state visit. He's also calling on both sides to work closely to ensure a productive trip. Trump says he's looking forward to his visit to China. He's also expressed satisfaction that he and Xi Jinping have maintained close communication. Two leaders also exchanged views on the current situation on the Korean Peninsula. Trump expected to visit China within this year. The Equipment Development Department of China's Central Military Commission has signed procurement agreements with 13 different agencies. CMC first putting out its bidding information on its weapons procurement website back in April. A move to open weapons procurement meant to try to boost competition. Of the 13 companies selected, Chinese firms Ivic International Trade and Economic Development and Dongfeng Engineering Consulting have been selected among the 69 that put bids in. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is set to attend a ministerial meeting on the Iran nuclear issue in New York on Wednesday. China, Iran, the United States, Britain, Russia, France, and Germany will hold the meeting at UN headquarters. The meeting will discuss implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, as well as develop political guidance to the follow-up implementation of the Iranian nuclear deal. As part of the agreement, all nuclear-related sanctions imposed on Iran will be removed if the country can prove it's abiding by the deal over the next few years. Hurricane Maria now being upgraded to a Category 5 hurricane as it barrels toward the eastern Caribbean islands, threatening the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Maria packing winds of some 260 kilometers per hour. Maria's center now passing over the southeastern area of Dominica in the eastern Caribbean. Described by U.S. forecasters as extremely dangerous, Maria expected to make landfall in the Leeward Islands in the northeastern Caribbean later on this Tuesday. It's expected to strengthen before reaching Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has already been declared. It's been confirmed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is gearing up to call a snap election. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party's General Secretary has confirmed Abe has told him to prepare the party for a new campaign. Abe expected to announce the date for the vote when he returns from the UN General Assembly on Friday. Observers expect the vote will be set for October 22nd. A major shortage of jet fuel in New Zealand forcing the cancellation of 39 flights this Tuesday, 13 of which are international. There are concerns the fuel shortage may spread after fuel stations in the country's largest city, Auckland, halted high-octane gasoline sales. The fuel shortage caused by a damaged pipeline to Auckland's airport has caused widespread disruption to air travel services since the weekend. Air New Zealand saying that it's now refueling its long-haul aircraft at the international airport in the capital, Wellington. Flights to and from Auckland have been forced to make stops at airports in Australia and Fiji to refuel. The owner of the pipeline says the flow of jet fuel may take another 7 days to restart. A group monitoring the conflict in Syria says the country's army and allied forces have seized control of over 75% of the capital of Deir al-Zour province following battles with the Islamic State. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State has been stripped of strategic locations within the past 24 hours, enabling the Syrian army and its allies to tighten the noose on the militants. Military source saying that the airbase in the eastern province has resumed operations as of Monday morning as Syrian forces secured the area around it. First cargo planes loaded with supplies for the government troops and allies landed soon thereafter. Warplanes said to have resumed operations striking Islamic State targets. Meantime, the monitor group says Syrian reconnaissance forces, backed by Russian air forces, have reached the eastern bank of the Euphrates River in Deir al-Zour. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country could stop doing business with Boeing if the company does not drop a lawsuit against Canadian plane maker Bombardier. Trudeau is saying his country will, quote, not do business with a company that's trying to sue Canada and put its aerospace workers out of business. It's being suggested Trudeau's government may walk away from a controversial plan to purchase 18 interim Super Hornet fighter jets from Boeing if the company does not stand down. U.S.-based Boeing launching a trade dispute with Bombardier earlier this year. It's accused the Canadian rival of selling passenger jets to a U.S. airline at an unfairly low price with the help of government subsidies, arguing the case affects Boeing's long-term economic health. The U.S. Commerce Department currently investigating the complaint and is expected to release its preliminary findings next week. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.